Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
Chef Rory O'Connell, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Brendan.
Rory, a lot of people think Easter is a kind of a poor relation of Christmas. I imagine that you're an Easter person, though, are you?
I love Easter. I love Christmas as well, but I love Easter for all sorts of different reasons. You know, spring, definitely down here in Cork this morning, spring has undoubtedly sprung. It's a warm, sunny morning. And the lovely thing about Easter is, you know, there's no presents, there's none of that pressure. It's just about, you know, family, friends, and the daffodils and the tulips and the delicious food that's associated with Easter.
Yeah, and it's more about kind of about, I mean, I know that it's Good Friday is about death, but Easter's more about life, really, ultimately, isn't it? And everything's coming back to life. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It's sort of a rebirth. And there's a sort of an optimism, I think, that certainly immediately after Christmas, you couldn't describe yourself as feeling optimistic.
No.
I think Easter kind of brings all of that. We're looking forward to longer evenings, warmer days, you know, lovely green grass. I love it. Absolutely love it.
Okay, now you've given us a kind of a full menu for an Easter feast Sunday lunch, and we'll put all the recipes up on the website, rt.ie/Brendan. But just to give us a few little tips going through it. So you're leaning heavily into wild garlic for a starter. And actually, I was thinking the other day, I was walking somewhere and I could smell this amazing smell. And then there was this woman cutting wild garlic with a scissors, and there was loads of it there, but I didn't know how to pick it, or could I just pick any of it, or which bits I was looking for, or anything. So it is everywhere at the moment. How do people pick it?
It is everywhere. Scissors, really. I mean, you can pull it up, root and all, but if you do that, or bulb and all, it won't be there next year. So a scissors works perfectly. I mean, it'll break away in your hand, but a scissors gives a neater result. And there's two types. There's one which is a long, slender leaf, and it's sometimes called three-cornered garlic, because if you look at the leaf closely, it's actually got three corners on it.
Okay.
And then the flowers are like little white bells. And that generally grows on the south side or the sunny side of the road. And then the other type of wild garlic, Brendan, is a wider, broader leaf. And that prefers the shade. So a shady part under a ditch, or people will see it when they're out walking in woods and things like that. And you can eat every part
of
the plant.
You can eat the whole thing, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
The whole thing, the leaves, the flowers, the little flower pods, which are beautiful. I mean, you can eat the bulbs underneath the ground, but generally speaking, you leave those behind for next year.
Okay.
It's an incredible free food.
Okay, so you've done a wild garlic soup and a pesto, and people will find them on the website. Now, main course has to be lamb, and I can't believe, I saw the sheep farmers on during the week and they said the price of lamb is going down, the input price is going up, because UK and New Zealand lamb is driving prices down. But like, if you live in Ireland, you'd be mad to buy anything but Irish lamb, wouldn't you? Like, our lamb is...
Oh my God, I think it would be a bit of a sin, to be perfectly honest. I mean, there's fantastic lamb all over Ireland, and it varies from region to region. On tomorrow for lunch, I'll be having a shoulder of lamb from Achill Island, lovely Achill Island mountain lamb. And then I'll be having a leg of lamb from East Cork. And they'll be very different, both of them wonderful. And the lamb in Tipperary is different, or lamb in County Clare is different, you know, a Wicklow lamb. And it's the most wonderful product, because the sheep are out all of the time. And depending on what they graze on, that determines what the sort of the flavour, and to a certain extent, what the texture would be like. But I think it's kind of a bit shameful now to be talking about maybe New Zealand lamb.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Irish lamb is expensive, but it's an absolute treat. And at this time of the year, the young lamb is a world-class product. So it was something like a leg of lamb. I look at it as being a treat, and treat it accordingly. And, you know, Easter Sunday lunch is kind of one of those days of the year, it's sort of a punctuation mark, and you're glad you're still here, and you're there with your loved ones, and it's delicious.
And listen, does the shoulder need a bit more cooking than the leg?
Yeah. The leg, a standard leg of lamb at this time of the year, spring lamb, and all you need to do is, Brendan, is just put a bit of salt and pepper on it. Because it's relatively mild, I don't like to introduce too many sort of flavours to it. So that's about an hour and 20 minutes, and then you'll have some that's well done, for people like it well done, and then towards the middle of the leg of lamb, you'll have it pinker, if that's what some people like. And then the shoulder, different kinds of muscles involved, that definitely takes longer. And I cook that, as I explained in the recipe, for a longer period of time at a lower temperature. And you get this gorgeous, kind of unctuous, nearly sticky consistency. You kind of prize the meat off with a fork and spoon rather than carving it from the shoulder, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah, okay, so that's falling apart. Now, listen, yeah. As regards sides, you want to raise awareness of something called sea kale.
Well, sea kale is an amazing vegetable that should be better known than it is, and people who go walking beside the beach will maybe have noticed that it grows wild just there on the foreshore.
So what does it look like?
It looks like a confused stick of celery, I would say, sort of long, elongated like that. And then the stuff that grows wild gets green. But what we do is we grow it in the garden, and then before it comes up out of the ground, you cover it with an upturned bin or a terracotta pot to keep the light off it. And that blanches, and you get these long, slender, tender stalks, looking a bit like a celery stalk, that have the most exquisite flavour. It's only for about 4 or 5 weeks of the year. We eat as much of it as we can when we have it, and it's a pity there's not more of it being grown, because it grows very well in Ireland. And it's a kind of a premium product, so it'll be lovely, and you know, a lovely product for a farmer to grow, or a market gardener or something like that, who wants to have a particular thing that it grows at a particular time of the year, and that's just so special.
And is it something we would have eaten here traditionally, Rory?
No, not really. I mean, people might have harvested or foraged for it in the wild, but it was really in, I suppose strictly speaking, really country house gardens, really. And it would have been eaten in country houses, I suppose, really. But it wasn't something that was widely available. But it is a brilliant, beautiful thing. Every bit as good as asparagus. Every bit as good as asparagus.
Okay.
And it tastes a little bit like a mild asparagus.
And it is asparagus time as well, is it?
Oh, it is, absolutely. And, you know, all these things, Brendan, are coming earlier every year. So in a way, it's a little bit early because the whole, you know, the climate and the growing season is somewhat confused. And there is definitely down here towards in West Cork, asparagus arriving in already. And that's a complete treat. And we'll eat that for about 6 weeks. And when it's gone, it's gone. And we won't eat it at any other time of the year because it'll be coming from some far-flung place. And it'll be a pale imitation of what it's like when it's at its best. And for me, as a cook and somebody who loves food, I just want something when it's at its best. And then I'm happy to forget about it and wait and long for it until next year.
And move on. Okay. And I think you've a recipe, you've an asparagus side there, details of that on the website as well. And then I suppose, are there good new potatoes out yet?
No, the new potatoes, as far as I know, aren't ready yet. I mean, there are imported ones being brought in, and I think you know how I feel about potatoes.
And listen, I'll tell you, I got some the other day, and I know how I feel about them. They were not good, yeah.
No, I just prefer to wait. And again, it's another one of those moments of the year. I always make a wish when I have the first of whatever new ingredient is, and your first new potato, a local potato, oh my God, a bit of butter, salt and pepper, it's one of the best tastes of the year. So I'll wait. They're not ready, and I'll wait. I'm happy to do so. So I'll have roast potatoes, probably, with the lamb tomorrow, and that'll be delicious.
Okay, Chef Rory O'Connell, thank you very much. We'll put all those recipes up. You're going rhubarb for the dessert. We'll have no truck with rhubarb on this show, but it will be on the website for them who want it. Okay, Rory O'Connell, thank you.